February follow-up. Stay tuned for UNnews. On February 6, UNnews reported that the entire board of directors of Toyota had committed harakiri. Subsequently, their chairman went to Washington, the capital, and testified before Congress. He apologized for the panic on the nation's highways. "I fear the pace at which we have grown may have been too quick," he said. The media were blinded by light bulbs going off over the heads of lawmakers who suddenly saw a campaign year niche. Before the day was over, legislation had been filed to create a federal growth commission with the power of prior restraint over all corporate expansion. President Obama, who had said that jobs would be his focus for 2010, said, quote, "Yeah, but this is big, we gotta do this," unquote. On February 13, UNnews reported, in the wake of the fatal luge crash at the Olympics in Vancouver, that Canadian athletes were unconcerned about the record speeds on the luge track, on which they had had months to practice. Indeed, the track sprayed non-Canadian athletes every which way faster than popcorn leaving the tilt-a-whirl. Canadians garnered the gold, silver, and bronze medals in the luge, although there was no one else left to attend the awards ceremony. On February 26, UNnews reported that Obama would hold a televised conference with members of the opposition party, whose name we have still not been able to uncover. Obama deftly turned aside complaints about self-dealing in cloakrooms, favors to unions and powerful lawmakers, and the fact that the drug companies wrote the bill, saying, quote, "The American people don't want to talk about process," unquote. Members of the opposition spoke, but do not appear to be in the photographs, as most were still standing directly behind the president. And yesterday, UNnews reported that Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky was blocking unemployment compensation payments by denying unanimous consent, a principled stand that angered everyone in both parties. Senator Bunning has relented and given the necessary wink to allow the bill to pass. It is amazing what can be done with duct tape. This has been an UNnews Roundup. Giddy up, news. My name is Spike. No, seriously.